today's contestants, an insurance broker from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Ian Norris. A product strategist from New York, New York, Julie Chang. And our returning champion, a receptionist from Naperville, Illinois, Beth Stewart, whose one day cash winnings total $39,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. Good to have you with us. Something really nice happened on yesterday's program. It happened to Beth. She told me at the end of the program, you know what? I just earned twice what I make in a year as a part-time receptionist. Julie and Ian, it could happen to you also. Could happen again to Beth. Let's see what does happen. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And here are the categories. We start off with something very impressive. Big bodies of water. That's followed by what do I stand for? I will begin each correct response. Then we're dealing with deep stuff. Then American history.
From Plymouth Plantation, clues about life in Plymouth Colony, some of the sights and sounds of the way the Pilgrims lived.
Then we move on to football after winning the Heisman. And finally, you get to deal with anagrams in scrambled eggs. Beth, start.
Big bodies of water for 200.
Approximately 60 million square miles. This largest ocean. Beth.
What's the Pacific?
Good.
Big bodies of water for 400.
More than 950,000 square miles. This sea that touches Africa and Asia, among others. Julie.
What is the Mediterranean?
Right.
Bodies of water for
5.4 million square miles. This ocean that touches the United States, Canada, and Russia, among others. Julie.
What is the Atlantic?
No. Ian.
What is the Arctic?
That's the one.
I'll do after winning the Heisman for 200, please.
10 years after bagging a trophy, this ex-Florida quarterback hit 231 with 5 home runs for a Mets minor league team in 2017. Julie.
Who is Tebow?
Tim Tebow, yes.
What do I stand for two?
In IRS, an agency of the Treasury Department. Julie.
What is Internal Revenue Service?
You gave us more than we needed, but
internal.
You're right.
I for four.
In IBS, a disorder of the intestines. Julie.
What is irritable?
Good.
I for six.
In DPI, a measure of printing resolution. Julie again.
Inch.
Yes.
I for eight.
In FI, a feature of some car engines. Ian.
What is injection?
Right.
I'll do after winning the Heisman for 400, please.
In 93, Charlie Ward was the quarterback for coach Bobby Bowden at this university. In 94, Ward was the point guard for coach Pat Riley and the Knicks. Ian.
What is FSU?
FSU, Florida State. You got it.
After winning the Heisman for 600, please.
This Beau knows he crushed a 448-foot leadoff home run to dead center in the 1989 All-Star Game, in which he was also the MVP. Ian.
Who is Bo Jackson?
Yeah.
I'll do after winning the Heisman for 800, please.
This 6'5", 245-pound quarterback followed up his 2010 Heisman by being Rookie of the Year in 2011 for the Carolina Panthers. Ian.
Who is Cam Newton?
Yes.
After winning the Heisman for 1,000.
This Texas A&M quarterback did not follow up his 2012 Heisman by being Rookie of the Year in 2014 for the Cleveland Browns. Ian again.
Who is Johnny Manziel?
Yes.
I'll do deep stuff for 200, please.
This Star Trek spinoff boldly stayed in place. It took place on a station instead of a ship. Beth.
What is Deep Space Nine?
That's right.
Deep stuff for 400.
The internet that has not been indexed by these is the deep web. Ian?
What is the dark web?
No. In this clue, we're going for search engines. Mm. Back to you, Beth.
Life in Plymouth Colony for 200.
All right, here's Sarah to get us started.
Arriving in Plymouth in December 1620, the Pilgrims spent several months on the Mayflower while building their new homes, initially using grasses and reeds to make this type of roof, like back in England.
Julie?
What is a thatch?
That's right, and that takes you up to 1400, and it takes us into break number one. We'll come back. Stay with us. A bit of information here about Ian Norris, the first player we introduced on the program today, has brought a smile to my face. You and I have the same favorite film that Paul Newman ever appeared in.
Exactly, Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah. What did you like about it?
I liked that he was a rebel, and I liked that he cut heads off parking meters.
Kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it?
I did not have a failure to communicate.
All right. Julie Chang is a product strategist from New York, serves on the board of a nonprofit social enterprise that does something kind of different. Tell us.
Yeah, it's called Emma's Torch. It provides culinary training to refugees and then helps them find jobs in restaurants in New York City.
All right, good for you. Beth Stewart, she's our champion right now. Was a college DJ?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, I was on the radio in college. I was in the music department, which was great because I got to pick what time I wanted to be on late at night. One time I remember we were supposed to go off the air at midnight, but when the person came in to open up in the morning, I was still there.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's get back into this. And Julie has command of the board at the moment.
Aye for 1,000, please.
In APHIS, a system law enforcement uses to compare fingerprints. Beth.
What is identification?
That's the I.
Life in Plymouth Colony for 400.
In 1621, what's sometimes called the first Thanksgiving lasted 3 days in celebration of this gathering of the autumn crops. Julie.
What is the harvest?
Harvest, yes.
Plymouth for 6.
Let's go back to Sarah.
Reenactors today at Plymouth Plantation wear what the actual pilgrims did, like what they'd worn in England. The image of black hats and buckled shoes came from artists during this British era.
Beth.
What is the Victorian era?
You are right.
Big bodies of water for 800.
About 378,000 square miles, also called the East Sea. It borders Sakhalin Island. Beth.
What is the Coral Sea?
No. Julie.
What is Kamchatka Sea?
No. Ian.
What is the Bering Sea?
No, the correct response. What is the Sea of Japan? Mm. Beth, back to you.
Big bodies of water for 1,000.
Answer. Low scores.
All right. True daily double.
All right, you're all in. Around 900,000 square miles, this sea that touches North America and Asia.
North America. What is the Bering Sea?
Now's the time for the Bering, yes. Pick again.
Deep stuff for 600.
This eight-letter type of digitally manipulated video has realistic face swaps, like Nicolas Cage's face on Amy Adams' body. And it's called deep fake. I don't want to see Nicolas Cage's face on Amy Adams' body. Beth, back to you.
Deep stuff for 800.
In 1947, this Iowa company introduced its deep freeze upright freezer. Beth.
What is a manna?
Right.
Deep stuff for 1,000.
On airplane flights, be sure to walk around every now and then to avoid DVT, short for this. Beth.
What is deep vein thrombosis?
Correct.
Scrambled eggs for 200.
Ed lived. Beth.
What is deviled?
Deviled eggs, yes.
Scrambled eggs for 400.
Sea ovary. Julie.
What is... Oof.
No, not woo. Beth?
What is over easy?
That's it.
Scrambled eggs for 600.
Cod heap. Julie?
What is poached?
Good.
Eggs for 8.
Nice debt. Beth?
What is Benedict?
Good.
And scrambled eggs for 1,000.
Flood bites. What is soft boiled? All right, Beth, back to you.
Life in Plymouth Colony for 800.
Ill-nourished after their first winter, the pilgrims learned to plant corn and use herring for fertilizer from this guide and interpreter. Ian?
Who was Pocahontas?
No. Julie or Beth? Who was Squanto? And now here's Sarah with the last clue.
After more than a decade of grinding corn by hand, life became easier for the pilgrims of Plymouth once they built this type of mill, whose name is from Old English for to grind.
Beth.
What is a grist mill?
That's correct, and that adds to your lead. You're at 6,600. Julie, you're going to go first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this, folks. As you might expect, the champ got off to a good start. But Julie, maybe it's your turn now with these subjects in the Double Jeopardy round. Musical quotes. We're going to have fun with G20 countries. We're going to play doctor. Then we'll deal with the Tron legacy. Each response will end with those four letters. That's followed by American cathedrals. And why do you go there? Meeting God. Julie, start.
Fun with G20 for four.
Its name also refers to a creature known for its wattle. Julie.
What is turkey?
That's the country.
G28.
These two start off with the same six-letter word. What are the United States and the United Kingdom? Julie.
G20 for 12.
This member shares its name with a Terry Gilliam film. Ian.
What is Brazil?
Good.
Musical quotes, 400.
A talented violinist, he said, if I were not a physicist, I would probably be a musician. I often think in music. Beth.
Who is Einstein?
He's the one.
Musical quotes for 800.
He has humorously said, my songs are like anchovies. Some people love them, some people get nauseous. Beth.
Who is Barry Manilow?
Right.
Musical quotes for 1200.
Mahalia Jackson said, blues are the songs of despair, but these songs are the songs of hope. Ian.
What are hymns? What is gospel?
Yep, you got it.
Musical quotes for 1600, please.
Horace Walpole wrote of this composer's oratorios, they thrive abundantly. They give me an idea of heaven. Julie.
It was Handel.
Good.
Quotes for 2000.
Nietzsche said of this opera composer, his former friend, his art presses with the weight of 100 atmospheres. Ian.
It was Wagner.
Correct.
Play Doctor 400.
A real historical person, Dr. William Butts, died 1545, appears in the Shakespeare play about this king. Julie.
Who is Henry VIII?
Yes.
Tron legacy for four.
An artist's financial supporter. Julie.
What is patron?
Good.
Tron for eight.
Seen at stadiums, this giant screen that was trademarked by Sony is definitely bigger than an elephant. Beth.
What is a Jumbotron?
Right.
Tron Legacy for 1200.
Long before a Transformer villain was called this name, it was a nickname for the heroine in A Wrinkle in Time. Julie.
What is Megatron?
Right.
Play Doctor for 1200.
Dr. Begrevenfeld appears in this P.G. Ibsen play about a legendary Norwegian hero. Beth.
What is Peer Gynt?
Yes.
Play Doctor for 800.
Answer. Daily Double. All right.
1800.
All right. Here is the clue. Dr. Astrov and this titled Chekhov relative vie for the affections of another man's wife.
Who is Uncle Vanya?
You are right.
Play Doctor for 1600.
A hypochondriac wants his daughter to marry a doctor in the Molière play with the alliterative title, The Imaginary This. Imaginary Invalid. Back to you, Beth.
Play Doctor for 2000.
A woman wants a doctor to perform a lobotomy on her niece in the Tennessee Williams play, Suddenly Then. Beth.
What is Last Summer?
Right.
Fun with G20 countries for 1600.
The two members with the initials S.A. What are South Africa and Saudi Arabia? Beth.
Fun with G20 for 2000.
Population about 500 million. It's the only G20 member that is not a country in its own right. You're going to hate yourselves for missing this one, the European Union. Beth, go again.
Meeting God for 400.
God scolds Homer Simpson for skipping church, but then admits, sometimes even I'd rather be watching this sport. Ian.
What is football?
Yeah.
Meeting God, 800.
Graham Chapman kneels in this film, but God says, oh, don't grovel. One thing I can't stand, it's people groveling. Ian.
What is Life of Brian?
Nope. Beth.
What is Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
That's it.
Meeting God for 1200.
After reading some complaints in Bruce Almighty, God tells this actor, I'm not much for blaspheming, but that last one made me laugh. Julie.
It was Jim Carrey.
Correct.
American cathedrals are four.
Downtown L.A. has the aptly named Cathedral of Our Lady of These Beings. Beth.
What are angels?
Good.
Meeting God for 1600.
The TV show Miracle Workers is set in the offices of heaven with this actor as God. Beth.
Who is Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi, yes.
Meeting God for 2000.
As God in Dogma, this singer performs a miracle. She gets Jay to be as silent as Bob. Beth.
Who is Alanis Morissette?
Right you are.
Tron Legacy for 1600.
Ernest Lawrence won a Nobel Prize in Physics for this particle accelerator. And it's called a cyclotron. Beth.
Tron Legacy for 2000.
Graphite marks from number two pencils were perfect to fill in the multiple choice bubbles on forms from this eight-letter company. Julie.
What is Scantron?
Good.
American Cathedrals 8.
Indianapolis's Scottish Rite Cathedral is not a place of worship, but a meeting place for this fraternal society. Beth.
Who are the Masons?
Yes.
Cathedrals for 1200.
Answer there, the other Daily Double in the round. At the moment, the game is a runaway for you.
2000.
All right. Here is the clue. Both Spanish and French governors worshipped at a church on the site of what's now this city's St. Louis Cathedral.
What is Paris?
No. What is New Orleans?
Oh.
New Orleans. We're talking about America.
Cathedrals for 1600.
Washington National Cathedral in D.C. is not Catholic, but this American member of the Anglican Communion. Beth.
Episcopalian. What is Episcopalian?
That's right. Now the last clue. Nicknamed St. John the Unfinished, this New York City cathedral is the world's largest Gothic one, despite still being under construction. Julie.
What is St. Thomas?
No. Beth.
What is St. Patrick's?
No. What is the Cathedral of St. John the Divine? All right. Julie, 6,400. Ian, 6,200. Beth, 16,800. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Political phrases, that's what you get to deal with in this year. We'll reveal it in a very nice clue after this.
Bracing for rain, two rounds of storms set to impact your holiday. I'm breaking down your travel forecast hour by hour.
Plus, travel safety tips, the five dirtiest surfaces on an airplane to disinfect to avoid getting sick.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
To help people pronounce the company name, Geico created the spokes lizard. What is the gecko? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A very appropriate category for final in this year, political phrases. Players, here's your clue. Speechwriter Samuel Rosenman said FDR attached no importance to this phrase, two monosyllables, in a 1932 speech. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Good phrase, it caught on. And Ian, did you come up with the correct response? Let's take a look. What is okay? No. It'll cost you $6,100, dropping you to $100. Let's go to Julie Chang, $6,400, and her response was fear itself. No, monosyllables. So that doesn't qualify. It'll cost you $6,400. You dropped to zero. Beth, over to you now. You had the lead, couldn't be caught. You had $16,800, and you wrote down what is itself. No, the two monosyllables. New deal. New deal. What is it going to cost you, Beth? $2,800 only. That leaves you with $14,000, but it gives you a very impressive two-day total of $53,601. And you get to play again tomorrow. See ya.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by TheraWorks Relief, clinically proven to relieve and prevent muscle cramps before they start.
If you suffer from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, TheraWorks Relief can help. With daily application, this fast-acting foam is clinically proven to prevent muscle cramps before they start.
Get TheraWorks Relief today. Available in stores everywhere.
I thought my bumpy skin was just something I had to live with. Not anymore.
Gold Bond Rough and Bumpy Skin Therapy reduces bumps 74%. Gold Bond, ultimate lotion, ultimate skin.